This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics sits down with representatives from each side of the Cotton prior Senate race. Also, a new report analyzes the potential economic impact of alcohol sales on three dry counties in Arkansas.
Plus, we explore War Eagle Cavern, spend some time with the Beaver Lake Sailing Club, and more. But first, officials with the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank expect to serve between 750 and 800,000 meals this year to food insecure residents of the area. And a grant announced yesterday will help provide several of those meals. The Alcoa Foundation contributed $15,000 to the organization, which will help provide roughly 3,000 meals. Carrie Harlow, the Director of Development for the Food Bank, says food security is a pressing issue for some in Northwest Arkansas.
I think with the economy and the jobs, people are really having a hard time finding a job, or they're either underemployed where, you know, with some of the companies having to downsize, they're not getting paid as much, but they still have mortgages and car payments and insurance and all that, so they're not able to put the food on the table. So we're seeing quite a bit of that.
While one in six families are classified as food insecure nationally, in Northwest Arkansas, one in four families deal with hunger-related issues. Harlow says corporate and foundation support helps the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank assist those families.
You know, we get grants through several different foundations. Alcoa has been a very great, great partner. We have a grant from them. But we also get quite a bit of individual donors and, you know, food drives. And we have piggy bank competitions and stuff like that.
Harlow says if individuals or organizations want to host a food drive or provide other support, they can visit nwafoodbank.org or call 872-8774.
Last night, the Fort Smith City Board of Directors agreed to assist the Ark Best Corporation with its previously announced expansion project at Chaffee Crossing. The board affirmed its intent to issue up to $46 million in industrial revenue bonds to Ark Best for construction and equipment cost related to its new headquarters building. As part of the agreement, approved by city directors, the city would issue $30 million in bonds toward construction of the headquarters, and roughly $16 million in bonds to be used for office furnishings and computer equipment. In lieu of property tax payments, Ark Best would pay half of what it would normally pay in ad valorem taxes back to the city over the course of several years as repayment for the bonds, and the city would then distribute those payments to the parties who would normally get the property tax proceeds, like the Fort Smith School District. But a recent economic analysis model suggests the area economy may be getting a favorable deal in exchange for that public funding. Gregory Hamilton is a senior economic researcher at UALR, and he says the 975 jobs promised by Ark Best could have a substantial economic impact by 2021.
Well, there's 975 jobs, and if we look at the measure of gross state product, our gross domestic product at the state level, the 975 jobs will lead to about $73 million of additional gross regional product in Fort Smith. That's the direct. The total comes out to be about $248 million, almost $249 million in Fort Smith.
Hamilton says that's the total sales input if those 975 initial jobs promised by Ark Best indirectly create about 888 jobs elsewhere in the regional economy. And those total 1,863 jobs would create nearly $104 million in labor income in the area economy. But those numbers do come with a caveat.
This is 975 jobs. Okay, where did the people come from to fill these jobs? Did they come from out of state and they're brand new people into the state? But they could also be from local people. And in that case, they would be displacing work. Those people already employed, they quit their job and go to another, to this job. So that's, this could be local displacement of activity, of jobs. It could be local displacement of businesses, too, because of this, which would make it much smaller.
Hamilton also notes a lot can happen between now and 2021, like new technology displacing people from the labor force.
The baseball and track training center under construction at the University of Arkansas got substantially closer to reality yesterday with a multi-million dollar gift. The Wallace and Jara Fowler family contributed $2.5 million to the project, which UA athletics officials say marks substantial progress toward meeting the project's fundraising goal. The 52,000 square foot facility will be a climate controlled practice space with a full sized practice infield, throwing and batting areas, and ancillary team spaces. Track and field athletes will gain an expansive warm up area for track meets and space for indoor throwing events to be held on site. With the contribution, the training center will likely be named the Fowler Family Baseball and Track Training Center.
A junior on the Razorback soccer team is getting a jump on the 2014 season. Ashley Ellenwood has been invited to participate in U.S. Under-23 Women's National Team Training Camp in Seattle this month. She's one of just 24 players to receive such an invitation. She was an All-SEC selection last year as Arkansas's team advanced to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. The Razorbacks will host Creighton in an exhibition game August 14th and officially open the season at home against Utah State on August 22nd.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are in second place in the Texas League North after losing to Tulsa 8-4 last night, while the Arkansas Travelers swept a doubleheader from Springfield in North Little Rock. The Naturals, who trail the Travs by a full game in their current four-game homestand tonight against Tulsa at Arvis Ballpark. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05.
Forecast this evening calls for mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers after 8 o'clock. Overnight lows from 58 in northwest Arkansas to 63 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 69 in northwest Arkansas. An 80% chance of showers and a high of 72 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Overnight lows from 61 to 64.